This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today it's a celebration of Christmas. More sounds of the season are just ahead. We've gone into the Yuletide archives for some of your all-time Christmas favorites, and maybe some that are new to you. We also have some old-time radio Yuletide, along with a few clips from TV and the movies. We're Christmas reminiscing today on Seems Like Old Times. And we begin Hour number 2 with Perry Como. He knows where to be this season.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane. Put the wife and kid in the family car. For the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring, no trip could be too far.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. For the holidays you can't beat home.
Christmas of 1954, that's Perry Como with the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and Home for the Holidays. One of the longest-running Christmas traditions during the golden age of radio was the Amos and Andy Christmas program. In that episode, Amos would tell his daughter, Arbadella, about the meaning of the Lord's Prayer.
Well, let me straighten your covers out a little bit. As you said your prayers?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
The Christmas choir continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now get under the covers, honey.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
Yes, I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
Well, it means an awful lot. And with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
What does the Lord's Prayer really mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Yeah, now you lay down and you listen.
All right.
Now, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can ever dwell. And then it says, hallowed be thy name. Now that means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. And then it says after that, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now that means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness and fill our hearts with the love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then earth, where we are now, will be just like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Daddy.
Then it says, give us this day our daily bread. Now that means to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, with love, and with courage, which will make us strong for our daily task. And then after that, the next line of the Lord's Prayer is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do you remember the golden rule?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. And then it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now that means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and to see and to think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything that is bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now that means, darling, that all the world and everything in it belongs to God's kingdom, everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your sister, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that and act as if we know it, that, my darling daughter, is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good, Daddy.
Well, now I guess I ought to cut off the radio and let you go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the little radio on while I go to sleep?
All right, I'll leave it on, and you can listen to some Christmas music.
Oh, that's a great way to drift off to sleep, listening to Christmas music over the radio. And those who had their Philcos turned on in the 1940s would have heard the Jay Blackton chorus.
I'm sure many of you received a card this Christmas, or some past Christmas, that shows a group of singers standing in the snow, well muffled against the frosty night, singing carols.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Oh, that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises on you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy time of Christmas all of the doth efface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Away the danger, no grief or a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head.
Down from the sky and still by my grave.
Jay Blackton was the music director for a string of hit shows during the golden age of the Broadway musical, and that was the Jay Blackton chorus from a radio Christmas special. For our Christmas special today, on Seems Like Old Times, it's our Christmas extravaganza on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, a story from Basil Rathbone.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children,
that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen, all his reindeers pulling on the rein.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
It was the Christmas season of 1947 when Gene Autry's Here Comes Santa Claus became a Christmas classic. Now, 1 year earlier, Nat King Cole first recorded the Christmas song. But there was no big orchestra, just the King Cole Trio and a string quartet.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
That was actually the second recording of the Christmas song by the Nat King Cole Trio. In June of 46, it was just the trio. But Cole asked to do a second recording using the small string section, and they waxed that in August of 46. And that's the version that became the massive holiday hit. He recorded it a couple of other times, in 1953 with Nelson Riddle, and then a stereo recording with the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra in 1961. But each of the recordings ends the same way, with a jingle bell riff from guitarist Oscar Moore. We haven't had a female vocalist yet this hour. We'll correct that now with Vera Lynn.
I received a letter from a soldier friend today. It's a note of happiness. Here is what he has to say. I'm spending Christmas with the old folks round the fireside of home sweet home. It's too good to believe I'll be home on Christmas Eve. I'll be in heaven spending 7 days leave. While Mother cooks the Christmas dinner round the old place with Dad, I'll roam. And then we'll sing and tell the old jokes, spending Christmas with the old folks round the fireside of home sweet
Lynn was called the Force's sweetheart during World War II, and that was another of those Christmas songs about a soldier longing for home. I'm spending Christmas with the old folks. It's a Yuletide celebration today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're all about Christmas. And I'm back over the fireplace, hanging up the stockings now. And you know, that reminds me, we haven't even gone over this year's wish list.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cub in action 2-inch Airways Ball Arrow.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic Mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. That deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds of mothers was not surmountable by any means known to kiddom.
Make my mommy's life a song. Keep my daddy safe and strong. Let me have them all year long. That's what I want for Christmas. Let my dolls be made of rags. Fireman has a paper bag. Just write love on the greeting tag. That's what I want for Christmas. It's a happy holiday. Every heart is light and gay. For Santa Claus, you're kind, I'm sure. To young and old, or rich and poor. Won't you please, for goodness sake, do away with tummy aches. Give out lots of lucky breaks. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas. I don't want electric trains, $20 aeroplanes. Free our friends from aches and pains. That's what I want for Christmas. I like pretty shoes to wear. But if I could give a pair to poor little children everywhere, that's what I want for Christmas. When
when the reindeer passed my house. I was quiet as a mouse, but in my dreams I seemed to see marching round the Christmas tree. Animals that never fight, never give in any fright. Soldier boys who never fight. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor. I'm from Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind the lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind the law.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the thing.
Just to keep the thing.
Just to keep the thing.
From 1939, Eddie Cantor and The Only Thing I Want for Christmas. And kids that year were asking for the Princess Elizabeth doll and the Daisy Red Ryder air rifle, just like Ralphie in The Christmas Story, which we heard. And we also heard from Shirley Temple, That's What I Want for Christmas, from the 1936 movie Stowaway. Now, as we turn the radio on in the Christmas of 1940, and the only thing that Fibber McGee wants for his holidays is his stock of refreshments.
Wait a minute, dearie. Let's be sure we got everything.
Okay.
Here's the one for Aunt Beth.
Yeah.
One for Uncle Dennis. We don't have to mail that. He'll be with us over Christmas.
He's going to be with us here for Christmas?
Sure.
Oh, happy Yuletide.
McGee, don't be like that. Where's your Christmas spirit?
I had it up on my closet shelf, and Uncle Dennis found it, and he...
McGee! That's enough of that.
Yeah. Would have been enough for me, but that guy is so thirsty.
McGee!
Well, Fibber needs a better hiding place, apparently. Now, for Christmas time 1958, Pearl Bailey didn't pull any punches. Just a blunt demand for cash.
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now, there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm going to think of you. But at the same time, I have a little change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, it's much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, start me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is a 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good big while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'll catch you next year. You know, people go out. Sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Fine, bring me some money, old Santa. Now, what do I want with this diamond? Are you kidding?
Yuletide 1958, Pearl Bailey wasn't settling for anything. Diamonds, gold, forget it. Just that 5-pound box of money. Heck, and then she decided to bump it up to 10 pounds. Why not? Sure hope she was good that year. Well, using a different type of persuasion to get her Christmas gift, it's Julie London.
I'd like you for Christmas. Please make my wish come true. 'Cause I'd trim trees and deck the hallways if I knew you'd be mine for always. I won't be blue on Christmas if old Saint Nick comes through. And he remembers that I'd like you for Christmas, New Year's, Easter too.
From 1957, Julie London, I'd Like You for Christmas. And I'm glad to have you right here for this Christmas edition of Seems Like Old Times. We're down to our final moments of the Seems Like Old Times Christmas special. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and email me, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And some Christmas folklore, it's bad luck to throw ashes out on Christmas Day. Snow on Christmas night, good hop crop next year. If there's thunder during Christmas week, the winter will be anything but meek. And if Christmas Day be bright and clear, there'll be two winters in the year. And finally, some words of wisdom. This from Norman Vincent Peale. He said, Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful. Here's a recording that's become a standard play for me at Christmas time. It's by one of the singing stars of the early 20th century, Alma Gluck. She's accompanied on violin by her husband, Ephraim Zimblist. Ave Maria. Thank you. That's Gounod's Ave Maria from Alma Gluck, recorded in 1913. And we put the finishing touches on this Seems Like Old Times Christmas special with a big bow and ribbon on two of our all-time holiday favorites.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
like the ones I used to know. Christmas be white.
From the motion picture Holiday Inn, that's Bing Crosby and White Christmas. And we also heard Judy Garland from Meet Me in St. Louis and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And that's it for today's Christmas edition of Seems Like Old Times. Thanks for being here with me today, and I hope this Christmas is the best one ever. I hope you receive and can give everything you wish for. So once again, this is Craig Orndorff wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to having you back again next week here on Seems Like Old Times.